Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is this considered a kink, is what this woman wanted to know, or is she maybe in the wrong place? This was on Reddit.
Okay.
She tried to explain how her feelings are. She's a female. She's in her early 20s. Yeah. She's been in a long-term relationship. It seems like after a couple of years with one person, she always ends up wanting to add another male.
Okay.
So she, you know, she gets sick of that one male. Not like sick of him, but she needs variety in the bedroom. She doesn't want a threesome.
Yeah.
What she wants is she wants to add one or two men to her stable, her posse.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Or what do they call it? Her roster.
Yes.
Yeah. So she's looking, her roster, yeah.
She's looking to have a roster of dong.
Okay.
And she goes, I don't want the men to interact. I mean, they can be friends. Maybe they could all hang out or whatever, but it just seems like it would be too complicated. How would she approach her man who's very monogamous? And could something like this work? Are there any women out there that have a similar arrangement? We have heard like some wives will end up getting like a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre.
It is, but
it's like, why would you? So that's like making all the payments on a car.
Yeah.
But then some other person just picks up the car. Yeah, I'm going to take the car today. And they don't pay any insurance.
Yep.
They don't re-register the tags.
It's just
they don't put gas in it. Nothing.
Yeah, duh. That's, yeah, ditto. I just think that it is, the times are changing, man. And I really do, they're different. Like the older generation, obviously a little bit more, what's the thing where you like live by? Morals.
Yes.
Morals are a little bit more, and it's just how it, like the younger generation, imagine the relationships that the young generations are going to have soon. Like, well, it's gonna evolve into some nutty stuff.
Well, they have a lot of these poly relationships.
Poly relationships are, you know, they're out there. They're at the forefront.
Becoming more and more common. But I wanted to get people's opinion. If any ladies have done that, are you a married woman that has a boyfriend? Are you an unmarried woman and you got a roster of dudes?
Yeah.
You got a squad of dudes?
Mm-hmm.
You got your dude squad?
Yeah.
And you rotate?
Right.
How does it work? Because this woman's in a committed relationship, but she's looking to add a dude to her stable of men.
Yep.
Maybe a dude or two.
Or two. She's not turning that down.
Let's go around the room. Let's go to our good buddy Nervous. Mr. Nervous. All right. So you're going to get married, right? What if she said, hey, I'd like to have a boyfriend also?
Yeah, I wouldn't. That wouldn't fly with me.
No, it wouldn't fly.
No, not at all.
Say, no, I'm the man.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Derek, same to you. You're a married man now.
Yeah, like maybe if my chick was a 10, but since she's, you know, not. Okay. No.
No. So your answer's no.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if she was a 10, maybe.
Maybe. Okay, maybe. All right.
But unfortunately for her, she's not.
Okay. What about you, John?
I would just tell her, I don't know if I would like the other person.
Okay. Do you know what we're talking about?
Yo. Can you just... I don't know. If you're listening to this on the podcast or whatever, just go back and just listen to the quality of John's delivery right there. Like,
not sure what you did, but
it was like you had it wrote down and you were speed reading it.
It's a live program, and we're going to get those moments.
His heart rate gets
and
going.
A lot of times they're delivered from you, John.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Maya. Yes, Maya. What do you think?
Well, I have the same issue, and I was just honest with my husband. I told him I had these urges, and we tried to suppress them. And I really love my husband, but I could just not get over my desire for a more, like, enriched sex life.
Oh, okay. So what? So you have to have an enriched sex life? You can't just have just a regular old husband-wife sex life?
No, that's boring.
Okay.
So for my birthday, before COVID... My husband, he signed me up for this dating app, and I couldn't believe it. So he gave me the username and the password, and he used
as a gift.
The prettiest photo of me. Yeah.
As a birthday gift.
As a birthday present, yeah.
Huh. Yucky.
Wow.
I feel sick.
And I had men already asking me for dates.
Well, yeah, because dudes are dogs.
And he told me he'd be okay with it if I was just open and honest. Like, this was, like, the kindest thing anyone has ever done for me.
No, nobody ever, like, you're telling me that that's the kindest thing that anybody's ever done for you, sign you up for a dating site? That's the nicest thing that nobody's ever helped you out in a tough spot or anything like this. Your yeah. man, you're trying to tell me,
that
you're
was
trying
the
to bamboozle
thing.
Me by saying that your man signing you up for a dating site was the kindest thing that anybody's ever done for you.
It really made me fall so much deeper in love with him and his kindness. So I got two boyfriends out of it. I had three, but one ended up wanting more than I could give him, and I don't want to leave my husband.
Okay, so you ended up seeing one guy, and he's like, oh, man, I really want to be with you. And then you didn't want to be with that guy because he wanted more than just, you know, booty, I guess.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I spend two nights a week with my boyfriends,
gross.
And then the rest with my husband.
Gross.
Gross. Are you all right, Bill?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. Why?
Got something there in your throat or what?
No. Gross.
Sounds.
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it's something allergies or something. I'm sorry, ma'am. Keep going. Don't worry about me.
So there have been weeks. There have been weeks where I don't see my boyfriend.
Sorry.
Before COVID, we would go out on a date, go to dinner or a movie, and then we'd have sex, and then I'd go home to my husband. I had to go home, and I had to text him. Those were his only two rules.
Oh, my gosh. I don't like today.
It's my birthday.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I know, but she's ruining your
That's
birthday.
Insane. It's an insane, rude thing to say there.
Yeah, I can't believe this.
So I would say I think I lean poly, but I know my husband wouldn't be okay with like sharing me full time. And it works out really well. I'm much happier, and it's made me a lot closer to my husband. We don't share it with many of our friends because they don't really understand.
I wouldn't share it with anybody. I wouldn't tell anyone. I would go to your grave. Not now, go to your grave.
Yeah, I was about to say, damn.
But I mean, you know, take it to your grave is what I mean. Go to your grave.
Right.
Take it to your grave, you know, when you're 80.
Yeah.
Yeah, never, never tell anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Ever.
Oh, let's see. Let me go to Tommy real quick. Yes, Tommy. Did your wife got a boyfriend?
To her. Oh, no. I would like to think I'm enough. She has never mentioned that she wanted a boyfriend, nor like has that been like a fantasy of hers. My question is for her, is she the same way for her husband?
Oh, yeah. Can he get a girlfriend?
Two nights a week. Yeah. Is it one way or is it you're something you're open to versus is it just for you?
Can he get a girlfriend, your man?
No.
Why?
Well, he can if he wanted to, but he doesn't want to.
What an idiot. What a complete dumbass.
Your
husband might be the dumbest person ever. You really lucked out, huh?
I really did.
Yeah.
Golly, really
you got an idiot. I guess if I was a woman, I would want an idiot.
Definitely. Give me a big old dummy.
Like a dummy that never looks at your social media, nothing. Just,
right.
You know, oh, I'd never cheat on you. Okay.
Totally
believe that.
Right.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you, Tommy. Let me go to, I wonder if this is Cuckold Chris. Yes, Chris.
Hey, what's up, Billy?
What's up, man?
Love your show, guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Look, I hope you can hear me, Maya. You are the craziest, most wildest woman in the world. And I can't believe that I'm hearing all that spat coming out your mouth, you know. And then
But if her husband is giving her permission, he's the one that signed her up, and that was like her big birthday gift.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't really.
Weird-ass birthday gift.
You can't judge. I mean, I want to, but I know we shouldn't.
Her husband is John. She just literally, he let
her. He's a doormat. He's just getting walked on.
Mm-hmm.
stepped on. Do you feel that your husband's a doormat, Maya?
No, I wouldn't say he is.
Okay. Sounds a little doormatty, doesn't he?
Yeah, a little bit.
He's also cheap if that was a birthday gift.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yep.
It's like, man, tell you what. You know what I'm going to get you for your birthday? Somebody else to bang you because I don't want him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what he got you. Let's go to Cody. Yes, Cody.
Hey, Maya, don't listen to these guys. They don't even know what they're talking about. They don't understand what you're going through. You know, I totally understand it and get it. So, you know. But no, I'm just joking. You're a whore.
Okay. All right. Maybe. Do you think that maybe your man's cheating and that's why he signed you up?
I don't.
Because now he got you out of the house. What if he's tired of your tood and he's tired of, you know, the sex that you have, the boring ass sex?
Yeah.
And so he's like, hey, I got a plan to get her out of the house. Signs you up for this dating site, gets you out of the house, and then he brings in like these hot women.
I mean, it wouldn't bother me if he would just tell me about it.
Okay. Let's go to Eric. Yes. Eric, do you do this, Eric?
No, man. I'm joining you in the about to category. Okay. But I was wondering, Bill, if we could do a segment on this guy for, like, King Cuck Award. Because, like, he has to have the king of all cucks. Like,
yeah.
He has to be crowned king of cucks, man.
We could. I mean, that's something.
King of cucks.
Let's go to...
We should have that, and it's like a King of the Ring tournament.
Let's go to Ashley. Yes, Ashley, do you have a boyfriend on the side?
No, but my husband also talks the same way, like he wants to share.
Oh, he does. He talks like this lady?
Wow.
Yeah, and I don't agree.
Does he send you out on dating sites?
You don't agree.
Well, actually, he tried to sign me up for a webcam thing.
Oh, wow.
Did he surprise you? Like, you didn't know about
it? But you don't want to do that?
Oh, no. No. I respect the person I'm with.
Yeah, then don't do it. Mm-hmm. If you're not into it, definitely don't do it.
Press a number if you need help.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep you on hold. If you need any help there, you know, you let us know. You don't have to do it. You do not have to do that.
Yeah, don't do it, Ashley, all right?
Yeah.
Tell him to shut up.
Wow. Right.
Tell your husband to quit being a dumbass.
Yeah, exactly, because it offends me.
Well, you shouldn't be offended. He could just be really attracted to you. Mm-hmm. We got this email
from
this
really,
guy.
It's his kink is what it is.
It is. Yeah.
We got this email about our buddy Chris. And about him being a stag, we'll tell you what
is
later.
He's our coworker.
What do you mean?
I don't know about friends with him.
All right, let's go to Ray. Yes, Ray.
Yeah, this is for Maya. I was just wondering how she can be so heartless to go home to her husband, look him in the eye, say I love you, smell him like sausage. Like, come on, dude.
Smell like you've been at a sausage factory again, honey. All right, well, thank you. I think we lost her. Let's go to Taryn. Yes, Taryn.
Hey, morning, fellas.
Yeah.
So, her husband has got to be one of the dumbest simpletons in the world. And she has got to be one of the biggest whores in the world.
No, she's,
oh, God.
Hey,
wow.
She's taking advantage of a situation with her husband's blessing.
Yeah.
How many people, if they were in her situation, wouldn't then do that?
Yeah,
right?
It was a gift. It's hard to turn down a gift.
How you get mad at her? Dumbass husband's the one that's like, yeah, go ahead. Not a problem.
Right.
Well, thank you, Maya. Appreciate the call.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.